Okay, don't skip ahead. I'm going to talk to you about climate change. And I know it can get depressing or infuriating, but our show takes a different approach. It's Laura Lynch, and I'm the host of What on Earth, and we're all about solutions and hope. And I promise, no matter how overwhelming climate change might feel, we're with you on the journey to fix this mess. So listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. And we begin with breaking news. U.S. officials are telling several news agencies, including CNN, CBS, and ABC, that Israel has launched a missile at Iran. Iran's state-run news agency says air defense batteries have been launched early Friday, and that follows reports that several explosions were heard around Isfahan, a city in western Iran. A major airbase for Iran's military is located there. Now, all this comes less than a week after Iran's aerial assault on Israel, for which Israel's vowed to retaliate. But Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, gave this warning during a CNN interview hours before this latest incident.
In case the Israeli regime embarks on adventurism again and takes action against the interests of Iran, the next response from us will be immediate and at a maximum level. It will be decisive.
Just minutes ago, Israel's military reported that air raid sirens are sounding across northern Israel. The U.S. says it does not endorse any Israeli military action. Iran has closed airspace over several cities, forcing diversion of commercial flights. Now, on Thursday, the U.S. and U.K. hit Iran with new sanctions. The penalties target more than a dozen people and entities that supply Iran's military drone production. The U.S. is also imposing restrictions on companies linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which it also designates as a terrorist organization. We'll keep watching this story for you and give you updates. A jury has been selected for Donald Trump's hush money case. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide payments to a porn star. Seven men and five women were eventually sworn in, but not without some controversy. Katie Simpson explains why.
Donald Trump arrived at a Manhattan courthouse for another long day of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial. He ignored reporter questions as he headed into the room, where over the course of a few hours, a full jury would be selected. But not before a few setbacks. Two jurors were excused unexpectedly. As proceedings grind on, prosecutors appear to be growing frustrated with the defendant, accusing Trump of violating the gag order in this case seven times since Monday alone. Nima Romani is a former federal prosecutor.
Donald Trump was not supposed to attack the witnesses in the case, and he's done so consistently.
On social media, Trump has quoted conservative allies who claim the jury selection process is biased against him, and has attacked Michael Cohen, his former fixer, who is the star witness for prosecutors. The issue will be dealt with next Tuesday. Katie Simpson, CBC News, Washington.
The Mohawk Council of Kahnawake is now a part owner of a Hydro-Quebec transmission line, a step they say is towards economic reconciliation. The line will connect Montreal's South Shore to New York State, powering up to a million homes. Paula Diane Perez reports.
For the first time ever, Hydro-Quebec will be sharing ownership of part of its network with a First Nations community. For that to happen, Quebec had to make some legislative changes. Grand Chief Gassanan Hawe Skydeer says over the last few years, she's made several trips to New York to help seal the deal.
I just wanted to highlight how instrumental our role and involvement in this has been, because I think a lot of times First Nations are looked at as barriers to business.
Hydro-Quebec CEO Michael Sabia hopes this agreement will lead the way to other collaborations.
The principle of working in partnership with Indigenous communities when a project is on Indigenous lands, that principle is fundamental to how we see the future going forward.
As part of the deal, Hydro-Quebec is pledging a $10 million donation to the upcoming Kahnawake Cultural Arts Centre. Paula Diane Perez, CBC News, Kahnawake.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.